Star Wars 7x7 episode 3027. It's going to be a Spinner Monday instead of a Spinner Sunday here because we're going to talk about the second half of the High Republic story in Star Wars Insider New Prospects. It's part two. It's the first story that kicked off phase two of High Republic storytelling, and it also gives us a little bit of a look at what this whole phase is all about. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So just to give you a quick refresher, New Prospects is the first short story in Star Wars Insider that takes place during Phase 2 of the High Republic. The first installment came out last month. It was actually the very first story for Phase 2 of the High Republic to be released. And all of these stories are going to fall, it seems, under a broader title called Tales of Enlightenment, similar to how Starlight Stories was the name for all of the stories that were told for Phase 1 of the High Republic. So Tales of Enlightenment, and it happens that Enlightenment is the name of a bar on Jedha, so it's going to be Tales from that bar, apparently. Last month I said something to the effect of it being like a cross between Cheers and the Cantina in A New Hope and set on Jedha. I'm sorry to say though that I have a couple of concerns about this just based on this first story, but let's talk about the story first and say that it involves a hyperspace prospector who encounters a Jedi, and this hyperspace prospector is telling this story at the bar because she's down on her luck. She was robbed by pirates and luckily rescued by a Jedi Master Lee Harrow, and unfortunately, like, had enough fuel to get back to Jedha, but needs to pay for repairs and fuel and whatnot, and so gonna have to find something to do on Jedha in order to earn that money, but is at least telling an interesting story to get a drink at Enlightenment. Prospector's name is Saretha Von Beale, and with that last name, she doesn't necessarily seem to tie in directly to the Santecas or the Graffs, the two major hyperspace prospecting families slash groups that we know about for Phase 2 of the High Republic, so, you know, maybe this character will continue and we'll find out where there's a connection there. That would be fun. Or if, you know, there are other just smaller hyperspace prospector folks that may or may not be working with them. Seeing the whole economy and, you know, system for how that works out, I do think that's going to be fascinating. And by the way, we are going to be in full spoiler territory for this, just to warn you. This came out a week or two ago, so yeah, fingers crossed. If you're a subscriber, you've already seen it. Anyway, so Saretha gets rescued by the Jedi Master, who had hitched a ride for all intents and purposes, let himself be captured by these pirates because they were heading in a direction that he wanted to go, which was this planet Vexos. And apparently there was something he was looking for on Vexos, which he ultimately, you know, finds or makes recordings of, but gives something to Saretha for her troubles. They get to Vexos and they're looking for some cave system, which involves finding, you know, a path through a jungle and these 9-foot-tall birds that Harrow has to, you know, commune with the Force to make them not kill them for all intents and purposes, right? But they find some sort of cave that has a creature in it. It sounds like a cross between a Sarlacc and an Exegorth, which is pretty freaking crazy. But the only way to get inside the cave system where Jedi Master Harrow is wanting to do his research is to allow themselves to be eaten by the worm-like appendage of this larger creature. And so they have to get swallowed and find their way out the back end. And then they are in the cave system. They find what they need to find, and then find another less difficult way out. And so Von Beale at the end of the adventure finds herself on Jedha with this chunk of rock that is a souvenir for her of the adventure that she had, and one of the patrons, who seems to be our, you know, main point of view, Keth, there, looks at the rock and says, "This is pure Kyber, this is worth a small fortune." Oh, what a surprise! Of course, the rock that the Jedi Master was particularly enamored with, as Saretha described it, would be a chunk of pure Kyber that she could sell, and what do you know, Jedha's the perfect place for her to sell it. So, all's well that ends well, and she says, "Oh, well, I guess the next round's on me." in itself, the story's a good story. Like, the story is definitely, you know, well told and done. I will say there are points where Saretha's dialogue feels like narrative. Like, you know, talking about the steaming valley jungles. Like, there are certain levels of detail that you usually only see in narrative and not necessarily in the dialogue. It almost feels like Saretha's reading a story in those particular instances. And for this story, just, you know, being told at a remove, right? It's being told around a bar, somebody, you know, telling a tall tale, which, you know, may not be that tall after all. It kind of feels like it lacks a little bit of immediacy that other stories in the High Republic have had so far. In those stories, you've been actually in the stories instead of in the bar hearing those stories. And I do hope that, you know, maybe this is a flyer. It's interesting as a different way of telling a story in the High Republic, but yeah, it didn't necessarily ring up as my favorite, or my favorite way of experiencing a story, I guess I should probably clarify. One thing that I think is particularly important to flag from the story is something that Saretha says about the Jedi Master and about what he's doing out in this strange region of the galaxy in the first place. And I'm going to read the line directly from the story so I get it right. So this is Saretha telling the story to the patrons at Enlightenment. She says, "He told me," he being the Jedi Master Lee Harrow, "he told me that he was on a quest like Barnabas, Vim, and others of his order, venturing out into the frontier to search for new ways to learn about the Force." As we know, the title of this phase of the High Republic is Quest of the Jedi. And up till now, we haven't necessarily understood what that might mean. But that's about as direct a statement as we're going to see about what the Quest of the Jedi actually is. I mean, even when you look at the opening crawl for Quest of the Jedi that's been published, it was shared, I believe, at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim first, but now it's showing up in the first wave of books where they talk about it's a time of great exploration and in an effort to unite the galaxy. The Chancellors of the Republic, working alongside the courageous and wise Jedi Knights, have dispatched dozens of Pathfinder teams to the farthest reaches of the Outer Rim. That doesn't say anything about what the Jedi are really getting out of this. It basically says that the Jedi are kind of helping with this endeavor that the Republic is engaged in, but it doesn't say anything about the fact that the Jedi are actually heading out into the wilds of the galaxy to seek out new ways to learn about the Force. And I think that's something we should keep an eye on, because we are being introduced to new ways of interacting with the Force, like the Path of the Open Hand, which says the Force should be free and you should not be using it to manipulate the environment because of some kind of butterfly effect that could happen. You know, using it here might affect something else somewhere in the galaxy and make something bad happen, for example. That's one of the things that the Path espouses. And I hope maybe in Convergence, the novel by Zoraida Cordova that's coming out next month, I hope maybe we get a little bit more about that quest and what the Jedi Order is thinking about it specifically. So yeah, fingers crossed for that for sure. But that's what I've got for you about New Prospects, which is the second half of the first short story in Star Wars Insider, the first short story for the High Republic Phase 2, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.